B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The following podcast is PG. May contain sketchy advice, embarrassing anecdotes, and may not be suitable for parents who think they have their shit together.
This is PG with Roxanne Wilder.
Can't wait to go to Olivia's birthday. It's right around the corner.
I know. I'm so excited. And thank you, by the way, because everything has been so last minute. And I feel bad because what they say about the second child, is that not the truest thing? I feel bad.
It's so true.
I mean, the first child, I'm planning months ahead of time. And the second child, I'm like, oh, crap, her birthday's in 2 weeks.
I know. You're just like, I've been there, done that. You know where I notice I'm really bad?
Where?
Is with her school.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, my older daughter, I paid attention to
everything.
Piece of communication that was on the Shutterfly,
yep,
or on the Class Dojo, or
calendar,
on the calendar, wherever it was, text message. I communicated, over-communicated. Now with my baby, I'm just like, I don't even open that stuff. Oh, well, I'm dropping her off at school and I'll see her when she gets picked up.
I pretend like the email doesn't exist.
Yeah,
or
me
I'll
too.
I'll open it for a second. I'll read like the first paragraph and then I'll see it's five pages or something.
Don't
I don't
it.
Have time. By the way, Roxanne, I had, just to go off of what you just said, I had no idea that Olivia's school was closed tomorrow until they just sent a reminder. I'm not checking a calendar or opening up a damn email.
Shoot. I'm so glad you said that because you know what?
I had no idea. Aubrey's school is open. It's a half day. It's their last day of school. Olivia's is not.
No.
They're closed.
Why do they have to do it like that? Why can't they get on the same page?
I don't know. And my brain hurts because, listen, I feel like we wear, and I hope any woman or man that's listening to this, you wear a lot of hats, right?
Yes, you do.
Roxanne, how many more hats can fit on my head? I feel like I'm doing a million things lately. And some days I feel like I got it. I got it together.
Or
at least at the end of the day, I'm like, okay, it was a lot, but I did it.
You did it. Yeah.
And today.
Yes.
There's just so much crap going on here and then my life. And then I'm supposed to go on vacation this weekend.
I know. Well, that's going to be exciting. I want to hear about that. So you and I are kind of in the same place, but we're kind of yin yang a little bit because you're kind of frenzied, whipped up into a frenzy with all your hats on. And I'm just beat the bleep down.
You're beat down. So are you taking off hats and realizing that you need a break from doing
yes,
everything?
Yes.
Good. Good for
so
you.
That's where I am. But I want to hear about your exciting weekend. Oh, let me just say one quick thing before
sure.
we get off the track of second children.
I know.
Last night, this is a perfect example of what you're saying. Dobby was being really naughty. And I'm like, that's it. So I was going to go sleep in her bed with her because she was like, I need you to be in here. So I was trying to talk to her. I was like, why were you being so naughty? What's wrong? And you know what she said? She goes, I didn't get a chance to have a bite of Evelyn's unicorn cake.
Oh.
So this was like a month ago when Evelyn had a unicorn cake for her birthday.
Wow.
And she didn't get one of those pieces. She got I had two cakes. Mm-hmm. I had a unicorn and a red velvet, and she got the red velvet, but she didn't get any of the unicorn, and that was still on her mind.
Oh my God.
So it just, but it's interesting that we're talking about the second child thing today because I was like, she's holding on to that from 2 months ago. Did she feel slighted? And
she did. It was emotional.
Right. It stuck with her because the anger is coming from somewhere because mm-hmm. she was just being really naughty.
And she can't necessarily articulate it.
Yes. But mm-hmm. that bothered her. So I know I got to do a better job of caring about my second child. No, I'm just kidding. Of course I do.
Go to Publix and pick her up or drive through Starbucks and pick up a cake pop or something and be like, this is a unicorn, whatever.
Yes.
I remember that. And she'll feel heard. Loved, appreciated, listened to, and you might want to do it separately without the the other one, and just so she has her moment,
right? Exactly.
Just an option this weekend if you have time or whenever.
Yes.
I don't know. But
that unicorn cake was about $70, so I don't know if I'm gonna can duplicate
that. But just get just go to Publix and have them put it's a swirl of different rainbow colors and sprinkles.
Or putting that on my list. Thanks, Meredith. You're adding to my list.
Just call it a unicorn cake pop. The pink ones from Starbucks. I think they're, two for a dollar.
Birthday cakes.
Yes. And that's it.
Hey,
I remember, baby, what you said about that. And you know what? I remembered a unicorn just dropped off a special cake pop for you because you missed out on that.
That's
like that.
So good,
something
Meredith.
Silly, and she'll feel heard, and you'll feel better about the situation.
Right.
Because we beat ourselves up. So Memorial weekend.
Tell me.
What are you doing?
I have a dance recital tomorrow. Oh, I got to tell you about my dance recital victory.
Okay.
As a mom.
All right.
I have a dance recital tomorrow. Tonight, I'm actually going to go to a comedy show. I need some laughs.
Okay.
Or no, is it tonight? No, I'm thinking it's Thursday. No, today's
seeing?
Thursday. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I just booked it at one of the side splitters, wherever.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's perfect. I love going to see comedians. I mean,
me too.
It's like an aphrodisiac almost.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And it's one of those things that falls in the category of an activity I do and always ask myself after, why don't I do more of this?
Right.
Comedians, hot yoga.
Oh, all the right? all the stuff.
Right.
Drink more.
Yes.
Do Coke. I'm just joking. No, and speaking of the place where
okay,
that
Miami.
Originates
yeah.
from. Just kidding. Yeah,
you're
so
gonna
go to Miami.
Drug smuggling
right,
weekend.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Can you
you're
imagine?
A mule.
I'm going to Miami. I haven't had a girls' trip, and I was thinking about this yesterday. It's probably been 7-8 years I haven't been on a girls' trip.
Oh, my God.
Since kids.
Yeah.
Leaving pregnant kids and all that stuff. It was like a bachelorette party. We went to New Orleans. Nothing crazy, just a bunch of drinking, and we had fun. And I haven't been on an actual vacation in over just a vacation in general. I mean, leaving where we live in Tampa in over 7 or 8 months. It's just work, kids, family, and that's it. So I've been begging my husband for a while to go on vacation. He's, you know, doing his thing at work. He hasn't had time to plan anything. I've asked a million times. Finally, I looked at him this week. Well, it was a couple weeks ago. He forgot about it, though. But I was like, I got to go. I got to go to get away.
Oh, yeah.
So my girlfriend lives in Fort Lauderdale, and I'm driving down there by myself.
Right.
So I can get a break.
Yes.
I need a refresher.
You do.
He's not super excited about it, but he's on board. You know, he's being somewhat supportive. And I feel guilty.
You should not feel guilty. No,
kids,
you need to do this.
Taking care of the kids. You, out of all people. I mean, even when the microphones are off, you know. Like everything, like behind the scenes mm-hmm. and
it
life.
Falls on
and
you.
So I'm excited to go. I feel so guilty. I feel guilty that we, the two of us, aren't going away on vacation.
Because
that's all I've been wanting for months. And I'm like, I need to get away.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Just go down there and get some strange. No, I'm kidding. It's just a joke. No, you're going to have so much time. It's just so refreshing to get away. And like the biggest thing is to be able to sleep in a bed by yourself.
Right.
You'll love that. And to have your own thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And the crazy thing is I always notice when I go on vacation without my kids, I have a lot of anxiety leading up to it.
Right.
I'm very stressed. Once I get on that plane or once I get in the car,
you're good to go.
Yes.
Okay.
And you're almost ashamed of yourselves. Don't let this creep in because it's so easy to forget about them and to just to jump back into
to detach.
That Meredith. Yes.
Right.
Meredith before children.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I do. When I go on a girls trip, I'm like, I forget that I have. I mean, I literally forget.
Yeah. No, but I honestly, I feel like I need
because
that.
I'm so inebriated.
I need that, though. Yeah. I want that. And I want to have some stories to tell.
Yes.
And I want to take pictures
mm-hmm.
and I want to. Wear a bikini in Miami. And
you want to take pictures you have to delete from your phone before you get home.
You know, I just want to, and nothing salacious, genuinely nothing salacious.
No, for real.
I want to be around my girlfriends
yes.
for a few nights and just chill out and have a good time. So that's literally it.
You know what it is when you're around your girlfriends, why you enjoy it so much? Because, your closest friends, because that's you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can absolutely be yourself. Not that you isn't Mommy Meredith, but obviously that's a very sanitized version for your children because you wouldn't be a good mom if you were showing them
everything.
Your real Meredith.
Right, exactly.
And it is you're real Meredith when you're on air, but you're still playing a role with the guys.
Right.
And
then you're playing a role when you're being a mom
yes.
or even kind of being a wife.
Mm-hmm. And if your husband is into role play, then you have to play roles
for that. I want all those roles, but this weekend I want the role of just having close friends and best friends and just being myself. So that's what I'm doing this weekend. So hopefully next week I'll have some fun stories to tell you.
I will be excited to hear those stories.
Yeah.
I'll tell you my bow story real quick, although yours sound much more interesting, what you're about to do. But Sunday night I go in to pull out my daughter's costume for her rehearsal on Monday.
Okay.
And this is late Sunday night, so I've got no time. Her rehearsal's right after work, so I've got to go home on Monday, pick her up, and then take her to rehearsal. So I start to lay everything out. So I go into her closet, and it was in a garment bag. And I hid the garment bag way in the back behind like these, I keep my dad's long coats in there, and I hid them behind the coats.
Right.
And so I go to pull it out. No costume. My heart stopped, right?
What
because
happened?
This is a big deal. Like, where the
bleep
is her dance costume? So then I run out to her. I go, where's your costume? She's like, Mommy, it's right there.
Oh.
It was out of the bag.
Okay.
Just hanging in the middle of her closet.
Oh, God.
I didn't even look at it. I know you're supposed to take it home and have them try it on, make sure it fits. I knew it was going to fit her.
It.
I didn't even want to touch it. Mm-hmm. So I just shoved it back there. So it's just hanging in the middle of the closet, which is fine. It was intact. But I was like, where's your headpiece? Because I knew a headpiece came with it. I don't know. She has no recollection of taking it out of the bag. Like, how did you even find it back there? Don't know.
Oh,
like, wouldn't that jog her memory?
Yes.
You would have had to dig back
100%.
Behind, you know, Grandpa Rob's coats to find it. And then nothing was jogging her memory. So finally, then I start calling all of her babysitters, damn near accusing them of taking the headpiece. Like, why would anyone do that? But that's what you start to think. You start to think you're going crazy.
Yes.
And she has no recollection. Long story, that was Sunday night. We scoured the house for it all Sunday night. Monday, I was like, I have no choice. I went to Michael's craft store.
Yeah.
And I got the materials. Meredith,
it yourself?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I had one of the moms text me.
Wow.
Well, I am the most non-crafty woman on the planet. I'll do a scrapbook for you. I'll write a story for you. But beyond that, I cannot do anything. And I made her a bow.
A
headpiece that like looks totally sufficient.
That's so awesome.
And she's got like an amazing but like strict dance teacher, as ballet is very strict. And I got there and I was like so sheepish. I'm like, we lost her headpiece, but I made it. She's like, Roxanne, that's why I love you. Look, that's perfect.
Yeah,
that's
it
fine.
Fits perfectly.
Yeah.
No one can tell the difference.
So
you are a super mom. Look at you.
Yeah, and we did it together because I made her come with me. I go, we're in this together and you better wear it and
you better like it.
Yeah, so it just felt like a victory. Like I did something I would never think I could do.
You're going to find it on Monday.
No kidding. It is going to show up on Monday.
For sure.
I'm going to be so pissed.
So pissed off.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.